Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Controversial Conversations with Ren. I am Ren, obviously. And today, our controversial conversation topic will be the woke movement. We'll call it the woke movement. The woke trend. And the probably unexpected consequences of it. You know, we're going to talk about the good things, but also the things that I feel were like, I don't really focus on the negative, but it was like a downside to it. So, in case anybody wondering, the woke movement is, you know, it's mainly like kind of like started by like, I think like the black culture, like, you know, pushed it hard. So we'll say like it was all about being woke. It's all about like being conscious, basically. It's the conscious movement, like understanding things, knowing things, having knowledge of things, you know, from varieties, from politics to social issues to you know, anything, science, and anything, you know, spiritual stuff, like, you know, chakras, auras, all that, you know, anything. The woke, you know, just having the knowledge and having that, you know, that mind, that conscious mind state, you know, basically coming out of that slumber. So that's why they call it, you know, the woke movement. And while it had some amazing effects, I love it because, like, in my opinion, it's still going on, you know, it's everybody's, you know, woke, hashtag woke and stuff like that. It had amazing effects. It definitely did. Like, more people became aware of things and more people want to learn now. You know, more people actually want to gain knowledge, read up on different topics, especially when it comes to like energies, you know what I mean? And stuff like that, which I'm a big, I love like energies, chakras, you know, all that, all the spiritual stuff. More people becoming more spiritual from the woke movement, which is freaking awesome because they're learning to embrace things that, you know, for so long, especially in the black culture, was like shunned upon, you know what I mean? So it's they're stepping out of it. Everybody's learning to think for themselves. Everybody's, you know, becoming conscious. So everybody's starting to think again. Okay, you know what I mean? Not becoming drones or puppets or just being programmed. That's what it, you know what I mean? It's all about beating the program. But now there were, in my opinion, and still are, some negative effects. And one being it, everybody developed like, the more woke people think they're getting, not everybody, but there's a good chunk of it, their ego has become inflated and they talk down on other people who they feel aren't as quote-unquote woke as them. You know what I mean? And I see that as a real detrimental thing because when you get to that thing where you try to talk down on people, you know, you don't know what knowledge you're missing out on and you don't even know if you could be wrong about what you're speaking on. You know what I mean? So you're not even offering or, you know, you're not even opening yourself up to have that second opinion or that other view. You know what I mean? And that's what, you know, supposedly, you know, being woke is, you know, like I see being woke as being enlightened, being awakened, you know what I mean? Being aware. And when I say aware, I mean like of yourself, you know, being aware of yourself, being aware of your conscious learning, you know what I mean? Learning to embrace you, you know what I mean? You know, the whole, you know, that's what I see it as. But others see it as like a competition of who knows the most or who can like push out the most information. Even a lot of it be us, a lot of times it's wrong information. It's wrong. Like they'll just share stuff and then they don't do no back research. Like people don't do research anymore. Like they don't research the things they speak about. They just like to speak on it or they'll read one article on it and they think they have the whole thing figured out. No, they'll never be open to their research being wrong or anything, or they'll just share things blatantly and like propaganda, like it's become to the, like, you know, you're just sharing false stuff and that's hurting the woke movement because everybody thinks they're so woke and then they share it and then they look like a fool, you know, and they don't want to admit it. So that was even worse. Like I said, it made everybody egotistical, like very narcissistic, like they think they're better than everybody. Oh, I read this, so you're dumb, and you know, not seeing that maybe the other person has some knowledge on the subject that they couldn't even fathom. and they think that they're smarter than everybody else. And it's just, that's, in my opinion, that's definitely the negative effect of the whole woke movement. As I said, it's caused some great stuff though. Like I said, it's caused more people to be aware of everything from social issues, especially social injustices. It caused more people to actually care about the social injustices, you know, especially the people that the social injustices are being done to. They're finally speaking up. More of them are speaking up and uniting together. So that's definitely a great thing. Politics, it's gotten more, especially in the Black community, more people to actually get into politics and start understanding politics for so long, which we refused to do, you know. We was always focused on other things. So now, you know, like, you're getting it more in songs. Like, you're actually getting people to speak about it in songs. So it's spreading to the younger generation, which is awesome. So there's definitely been plenty of great things about the woke movement, but like I said, I just seen that one effect that really is detrimental, because if it keeps going, it could spread and spread and gets bigger and bigger. Then the woke people actually become the people that are actually sleeping, because, you know, all the false information, and they actually become the fools in a sense. But yeah, give me your opinion. Give me your, you know, your input on it. You know, like I said, everybody else welcome to join the podcast. We can discuss any topic that I have discussed prior in any episode prior or any episode to come. You got any ideas, any content you want to share? More than welcome to. This has been another episode of Controversial Conversations with Rent. Stay blessed, everyone.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.